弟兄姊妹们，大家下午好。
Thank you for coming.
谢谢大家来参加今天的聚会。
I know a lot of people can't come because of the marathon.
可能因为那个马拉松的那个行程呢，可能很多人不能来到我们当中。
Let's pray that they don't have too many marathons.
我也祷告，可能在接下来也不会有太多的马拉松来阻止我们来到教会当中。
This morning I was speaking to people online for the Cantonese, and this is about.Obedience to obeying Jesus.
今天上午呢，我在跟线上的广东堂的姊妹分享的时候，那个讯息是讲说，我们来顺服耶稣基督。
Now I want to talk about obedience of Jesus, His obedience.
但今天下午想跟大家分享的是关于耶稣基督的顺服。
This morning was our obedience. This afternoon is His obedience.
今天上午我跟大家分享是关于我们如何来顺服主。那么今天下午讲说关于主的一个顺服。
Now, I have prayed for many, 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 many hours for this service.
为了今天的讲道呢，我花了很多很长的时间的祷告来寻求主。
Because I don't want to mess it up.
因为我不想随随便便的来讲天道。
Especially when we talk about Jesus.
特别是当我们是讲的是关乎主的事情。
Amen.
Amen.
In John chapter 12, reading from verse 3 to 7, we remember the story of Mary.
在约翰福音的十二章，我们来读三到七节。
The sister of Lazarus.
这是拿撒路的姐姐玛利亚。
She took some oil.
她拿了一个香膏。
And she anointed Jesus.
然后他用那个香膏呢来恩膏了耶稣的脚。
And she was criticized by Judas.
他的所作所为呢被他的耶稣的门徒犹大呢来论断。
So verse 3 says, Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of oil.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
How many of you ladies with long hair would do that to your husband?
我们当中的姊妹有多少人会在？如果你的长发，你会用你的长发去擦你丈夫的脚呢
？Anoint his feet, clean it with your tears, and wipe it with your hair.
然后用香膏恩膏他的脚，用你的眼泪来洗他的脚，并且用你的长发来擦干。
How many of you men would do that to your wife? Those men with long hair.
那么相反来说，如果男人有长发，有多少人会这样子对你的妻子这样做呢
？Verse 4. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said.
第四节有一个门徒就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大这里说
Why was this fragrance oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?
这香膏为什么不卖30两银子来周济穷人呢
Then this he said not that he cared for the poor but because he was a thief and had the money boxAnd he used to take what was put in it.
他说这话呢，并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。
Doesn't Judas sound religious?
这个犹大他所说话是不是很宗教
？Why waste the money?
为什么要浪费这个钱财呢
？Could have been given to the poor.
可以把这个钱财用来周济穷人。
We hear this all the time on TV.
我们在可能在电视在网络上经常听到这样的说法。
Why are we doing this? The money could have been given to the hospital.
为什么我们要做这些事情呢？这个钱我们何不用来帮助医院呢
？Or we could be helping a poor country.
或者我们把这个钱用来帮助另一些更贫穷的国家。
What you see here is man's religion.
所以这我们看到是人的一个宗教的一种想法。
Man's self-righteousness.
人的一个自以为意的东西。
Man's own philosophy.
人的自以有一套的学识
before man's eyes
是在人眼中看为好的东西
So when we are in church we've got to be careful of when we make a judgment about somebody doing something or God doing something
所以当我们在教会当中的时候我们要非常的小心当我们去论断有些人他们做的事情还是人做的事情还是神要做的事情
Everyone can have an opinion
我们每个人都可以有自己的想法。
And everybody think they're right.
每个人觉得自己的想法都是对的。
Amen. Now, I'm sure other disciples say Judas is right.
可能我相信在当中的那群众啊，那耶稣的门徒当中，也有人会赞同犹大的说法。
How many of them knew that Judas, he said it because he wanted to steal the money?
有多少人其实有没有想到说犹大说这话的原因，因为他自己是个贼，他自己想把这个钱占为己有。
Verse 7,
第七节。
But Jesus said, Let her alone, for she has kept this for the day of my burial.
耶稣说由她吧，她是为我安葬之日所存留的。
See, Mary spent a lot of time listening to Jesus.
玛利亚花了很多的时间坐在耶稣的脚前来聆听主的教训。
When you spend time reading the word of God,
当我们花时间来读神的话语的时候，
being intimate with God,
与神有一个亲密的关系的时候，
I am sure you would do exactly the same thing if Jesus was there.
我相信你会像玛利亚做一个同样的事情，如果耶稣在你面前的时候。
Because intimacy transforms a person's heart.
因为与主的一个亲密会改变我们人的心。
You know,The people of Israel saw many great miracles, but it did not change them.
以色列的那些百姓，他们见证了很多神迹奇事，但是并没有改变他们的心。
When you come to church, the miracles that you see will not change you.
当我们来到教会的时候，我们眼前所见到的神迹奇事并不能改变我们。
Because all you would want next time is a bigger miracle.
因为你想要的是下一次你要看到更大的一个奇迹，一个见证。
Amen.But intimacy with God will change you.
但是与主的一个真正的亲密会改变你。
That is the key for Christians to have your mind changed and your heart changed.
这是对于我们基督徒让我们经历我们的心思意念改变的一个秘诀。
And how do you change?
那我们如何来经历这种改变呢？
It's to do what Mary did.
就是做玛利亚所做的。
Not what Martha did.
并不是之前我们说的马大做的。
It's to be at the feet of Jesus to learn and to spend time with him.
就是坐在主耶稣的脚前来花时间来聆听他的教诲。
You know, what Jesus said, she did it for his burial.
耶稣说玛利亚所做的是为他的安葬之日所存留的。
I remember many years ago when my late mother was very sick.
我记得很多年前我的母亲在她后半生，他的身体比较有病了。
But you know what mothers are like. They seem like they are not very healthy, and yet they live for a long time. They hang on, they hang on, and they hang on.
但是好像他们好像看上去好像不是很，好像身体也不太好，但是好像还是能活得很长时间。
So for many years, my mother hung on and hung on and hung on.
这是对于我的母亲来说，好像后面好多年，她一直坚持，坚持下来了。
But then one day she came to my house.
但是有一天她来到我家里。
And the Lord spoke to me.
然后呢，主对我说。
He said, "I'm going to take your mother away."
然后主对我说，我会带走你的母亲。
I said, "Lord, you will not do that."
我说，主，你不可以这样做。
So I rebuked the Lord.
然后我就斥责主。
My mother's hanging on, so you let her carry on hanging on.
我说我的母亲在那边好像哇，最后一口气在坚持着。我说你让她这样吧。
But the Lord seems determined.
但是主好像下定心志了。
She said, I felt the Lord saying to me, she suffered enough.
然后我感觉那个主在对我说，你的母亲已经受够了。
So I started crying.
然后我真的是就。痛苦。
And I started wrestling with God. I said, No, Lord, you can't do this.
然后我就开始跟主争战，说主啊，你不可以这样做，不可以带走我的母亲。
And then my wife said, Why are you crying?
然后我的妻子问我说，你为什么在哭呢？
I said, Because the Lord told me, I think I heard from God that He's going to take my mom away.
然后我就对我的太太说，我觉得我听到主在对我说，他可能会带走我的母亲。
And after a period of mourning,
然后在我经过一段时间的哀哭之后。
I felt the Lord going to give my mom another 6 weeks.
然后我觉得主好像会再延长我母亲的寿命六个星期。
I used those 6 weeks to prepare her for her burial.
然后呢，我就用那主给我的那六个星期来预备我的母亲到她的安葬之日。
Those 6 weeks were the most painful 6 weeks.
对我来说，那六周是最痛苦的六个星期。
When you are preparing someone that you love so much,
当你为你所爱之人来预备他们的安葬之日。
But today I'm so grateful for that warning of God.
但是我今天我非常感恩神给我的那个一个警告。
That my mom did not go suddenly.
我的母亲没有突然的离世。
But I had time to prepare.
然后你给我有机会有时间来预备她。
So that she could.Do everything in her heart.
所以她在她的心中有这个准备，思想准备。
So I can say to her, "This is what happened when you die."
然后会告诉她，当你要离世的时候，这会发生什么事情。
Jesus, you will be able to see Jesus. Jesus will come and receive you.
我说耶稣会来亲自的接你回天家。
And if you do not see Jesus coming, don't go.
我说如果你没有见到主耶稣亲自来接你就一定不要离开不要走
And the day when she was about to die she said I saw Jesus
然后在她将要离世那一天她对我说她见到主了
I said Mom really
我说啊，妈妈真的吗真的见到主吗
Her first words were 不认识这个不帅不认识这个
然后她跟我说她说哦，不是很帅的主不是一点
But do you know that's so biblical Jesus had an ordinary face
但是真的是我们圣经里面的看到耶稣他的容貌不是很起眼的。
Like I said to you, it was painful.
就像我自己刚跟大家讲的，那段过程很痛苦。
Knowing that your mother is going to go,
你知道你的母亲将要离世。
And that every word that you say, everything you do in your mind is to do with her being buried.
就你知道在那段时间你所做的每一件事情，你所说的每一句话，都是为了预备她的安葬之日的。
How about Jesus?
但是对于我们的主来说呢
If it was so painful for me, it must have been very painful for Mary.
如果对于我自己当时那种经历都这么痛苦，那么对于玛利亚来说，那一定也是很痛苦的。
To bury the loved one, the savior of her soul.
他知道说他面前的这位他灵魂的救主的安葬之日。
And that's why, if Jesus was here and you knew that he's going to die for you.And that you, everything you did was for his death.
所以你知道，你面前的这位主，他将要为你而死。你所做的每一件事，你为他的安葬之日所做的。
That's why, brothers and sisters, today I want you to appreciate and thank Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想今天大家每一个人都去感激主为我们所做的一切。
Please don't take him for granted.
不要把主为我们做的一切都当作是理所应当的。
His death was painful.
主耶稣的死是很痛苦的。
And that is why he's worth every drop of that anointing, precious anointing oil. And that's why Mary did the right thing.
所以就像玛利亚做了一件极正确的事情，她用那个极贵重的真玛拿香膏
来膏
了主耶稣。
Now that Jesus is alive,
今天我们知道我们的主已经复活。
There's one thing that you and I can do for him.
今天就有一件事你和我可以为主所做的。
We can't prepare him for his burial.
我们不需要再为他安葬之日所预备什么。
Because he's risen.
因为他已经死里复活。
But there's one thing that you can do that Mary did.
但是我们今天可以做一件玛利亚曾经也做的事。
And that is to spend time with him.
就是我们花时间与主亲近。
To talk to him.
与神沟通。
To let Jesus know that he is important in your life.
让主知道他在你生命当中是很重要的。
To tell him that how you appreciate him being Lord and Savior of your life. Yeah.
让他知道你是多么的感恩，你在他在你生命中的地位，你是他生命中的主。
Today I'm going to go through a few things just to show you, to remind you the love of Jesus for us.
今天我会跟大家分享几样东西，让重新的来让我们再想念主耶稣对我们的爱。
Let's look at his childhood.
让我们看看耶稣的童年。
Many people say there's not much written about Jesus when he was a boy.
很多人说在圣经当中没有记录很多关于耶稣儿时的事情。
But that's not the case.
但是其实并不是这样子的。
There are scriptures.
圣经当中有很多的经文。
If you knew it was talking about Jesus.
如果你知道其实在描述耶稣的。
John chapter 2 verse 14 to 17, Jesus was cleansing the temple.
在约翰福音的第二章十四节讲到耶稣洁净那个圣殿。
Can we go to that?
约翰福音第二章十四节。
John chapter 2 verse 14. Now, And he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers doing business.
看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的坐在那里。
Verse 15. When he had made a whip of cords, he drove them out of the temple and with the sheep and with oxen and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables.
耶稣就拿绳子呢做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，倒出了兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻了他们的桌子。
Verse 16. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away, do not make my father's house a house of merchandise.
又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西都拿去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。
Everybody is familiar with this scripture, right? But then verse 17.
都很熟悉这个经文，但是我们在十七节看到。
Then his disciple remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house has eaten me up."
他的门徒呢就想起经上记着说，我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
So where did this verse come from?
这段经文呢是从哪里所
引用的呢 "Zeal for your house has eaten me up."
他说我为你的殿心里焦急如同火烧。
It came from Psalm 69.
是从引用诗篇69篇里面的。
So if we go to Psalm 69, we will find a passage talking about Jesus, right?
但是我们回到诗篇69篇的话，我们看到这个经文是描述耶稣的。
Because the disciples quoted that scripture,And it was referring to Jesus.
因为当时那个门徒引用了在诗篇里面的经文，是来描述关于主的。
And this is how the Bible is such a mysterious prophetic book.
我们知道圣经是如此奇妙的一个先知性的一本书。
Because Psalm 69 was written by David.
因为诗篇69篇呢是大卫王所撰写的。
It was talking about his own agony.
他是讲他自己的一个痛苦。
His own cry to God.
他自己在神面前的一个哭求。
And yet, when he wrote it, he did not realize he was write some of the writings of his own psalm was actually prophetically talking about the future Christ.
可能他当大卫王他自己在写这诗篇的时候，他都不知道他所写的这些字句都在描述将要来的这个弥赛亚。
His very words became the words of Jesus.
他自己所讲的这些话语呢，成为了描述
将来的主。In Psalm 69, you see there is verses that talks about David, but there are verses that talk about Jesus.
所以我们在诗篇69篇看到有些经文呢是描写关乎大卫的，但有些经文却是描述主的。
In his agony, he prophetically proclaimed the words of Jesus.
在他的痛苦当中，他所话说的话，发预言性的描述了未来的弥赛亚主。
Our job is to find out which words are David's and which words are for Jesus.
所以我们的工作就是去发现哪些经文是关乎大卫的，哪些经文是关乎主的。
Some scholars believe the verses from number 6 to 12 are talking about Jesus.
有些神学家呢，他们觉得是从第六节到十二节这几段经文呢，是讲了关乎主耶稣的。
And it talks about the boy Jesus, how he suffered in his village and in his family.
而是作为当主作为一个孩童的时候，他如何在他的那个乡村，在他所住的家乡受到的苦难。
So what was the life like for Jesus?
所以耶稣儿时的那个生活是怎样的呢
？When he's young,
当他年幼的时候。
And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, many of us can identify with Jesus.
我告诉大家，我们在这个经文当中，很多人我们可以找到跟主相似的地方。
You see, Jesus lived an ordinary life.
主耶稣过的是一个非常平凡的一生。
He was a carpenter.
他是一个木匠的家庭。
He had a job.
他有一个工作。
Amen. He didn't go to the back of the house and took a stone and turn it into bread.
他没有去到他家的后院，拿起一块石头，然后变成面包。
He worked.
他同样要去劳作。
Imagine the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
想象那个万王之王、万主之主。
Making a table, making a chair.
他自己亲自要去工作来谋生。
Amen. He lived an ordinary life.
主耶稣自己过的是非常平凡的一生。
He lived in Nazareth, part of Galilee.
他坐在加利利的拉撒列。
If you ever been there, Nazareth was a very poor village.
耶稣的那个家乡呢是非常非常贫穷的一个乡镇。
It was not an expensive part of Israel.
并不是以色列那个地方一个好像富有的一个区域。
Jesus lived in one of the poorest parts of Israel.
他是耶稣，他出生那个他住的那个家乡呢，是以色列那个地方最很贫穷的一个块地。
And he was a Galilean.
他是加利利人。
He had a strong Galilean accent.
同时他有很重的那个加利利人的那个口音。
Which is something that Israelis notice.
也是很多以色列人他们都注意到的。
That's why they said in Jesus when he was betrayed that night, the young lady said to Peter, Are you not from Galilee? Because they can hear from his accent.
我们记得耶稣在被卖的那天晚上，当彼得去到那个彼得去到店里的时候，那个童女说：“你不是那个加利利人吗？”因为他们从他的口音当中可以辨别出来。
Nathaniel said, "What good is there from Galilee?"
他们当时那个拿但业说：“他说从加利利人出什么好人吗？”
It's a bit like, you know, I live in a very poor postcode.
可能你觉得我所住的这个地方并不是一个很富有的地方。
Everything about Jesus.He took on the poorest of the poor.
所以主耶稣他所经历的就是他经历的贫穷当中的贫穷。
Jesus not only came to this earth to die for us, but he lived as a human being, as a poor human being.
所以主耶稣不只是来到出世在这个世上来为我们而死，同时他活在这个世上的时候也经历了贫穷，作为一个很像不富有的人来活着。
He lived in a small house.
他住在一个很平庸的一个家。
As an eldest son, he had to look after his, people say about six brothers and sisters.
所以他住在一个家中，他作为一家的长子，他要照顾他的兄弟姊妹们。
Amen. And he lived in a part of the world that people will not invest in.
他住的那个地方可能也是让人不会起眼、不会投资的地方。
What people perceived as not, it's not Kensington.It is not Chelsea.
所以就是好像就由我们现在的社会，我们现在所处的地方来说，不是那种好像一区那种富人区，好像非常豪华的地段。
For Jesus is not Jerusalem.
所以对耶稣来说，当时那个时代就是不是出生在耶路撒冷这样的一个重要的城市。
Amen. And so in Psalm 69 we see this. Let not those who wait you, O Lord of hosts.Be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confronted because of me, O God of Israel.
万军的主耶和华，求你叫那等候你的不要因你蒙羞，因我蒙羞。以色列的神呐，求你叫那寻求你的不要因我受辱。
Because of his life, because of his the way he lived, because of the way people see Jesus.He said, "Don't let me shame you, my God."
他说主啊，不要因为我的过活的生活、我的身份、我的地位和世人如何来看待我的眼光，来让你蒙羞。
Do you feel that you shame God?
你觉得他会让神蒙羞吗
？Because of who you are, what you have, and what you possess.
因为你的身份、你的地位或者你所拥有的财产。
You're not driving in a nice car. You're not driving, living in a mansion. Do you feel ashamed?
你没有觉得是因为你好像没有好的工作，你没住着大房子，或者没有驾开一个好车，你觉得会让你的主蒙羞吗
？Because that's what Jesus said.
这是主在所说的意思。
Don't let it because of me shame you, my God.
不要因为我在这个地上的身份让你蒙羞。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Because of your sake, I have been born reproach. Shame has covered my face.
因我为你的缘故受了辱骂 满面的惭愧羞愧
See, because Jesus was born and his father was not Joseph.
耶稣他出生让他出生的父亲并不是约瑟
That's why still today the Jewish people claim that Mary is a whore. That she committed adultery.
所以就算今天在犹太人他们都觉得是玛利亚呢是犯了奸淫来生的耶稣的。
And that Jesus was a bad man because he was illegitimate.
因为他是那种不正当的关系上面出生的。
Can you imagine Mary with a young girl, a teenage girl with pregnant, and you haven't got married yet.
你想想在那个时代，好像一个青年的少女，然后还没有未婚，然后突然就怀孕。
No matter how Joseph accepted Mary, it was still a shame in the village. It's a small village. Everyone knows each other.
就算不管当时他的那个未婚夫约瑟如何的接纳他，但是他当时那种情况可以让他所在那个村庄的所有人都可以来数落他。
That's why Jesus said, because of your sake, I have borne reproach.I was born. People don't want me. People don't like me. And shame has covered my face.
因为为你的缘故，我的出身都成为众人的一个羞辱，我的满面羞愧。
That's how Jesus lived when he was a young boy. People say, shame on you. You are illegitimate. Your mom is a whore.
他说所以就想像在耶稣他在儿时的时候他受到众人的指责他说你是在不伦的关系当中所出生的人
And that's why he said to God I'm born reproach and my shame has covered my face
他说我是受了辱骂我满面羞愧
That's Jesus
这是我们的主在你面
的时候 Verse 8
然后第八节
I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children.
我的弟兄看我为外路人我的同胞看我为外邦人
Even his brothers and sisters rejected him.
就让他抱他自己的亲生的他的弟兄姊妹们也来拒绝了他
Stranger to my brother, what does that mean? They don't want to talk to him. Get away from me, you illegitimate person.
他说我的弟兄都看我外路人都不接纳他来拒绝他
Alien to my mother's children In other words, isolated Stranger Different Black sheep
他说我的同胞都看我外邦人他的家族人都不接纳他都拒绝他
Verse 9 Because of the zeal For your house has eaten me up Do you see the quotation?
所以第九节我们看到这个引用的经文因为我为你的殿心里焦急如同火烧
And the reproach of those who reproach you have fallen on me
并且辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上
Jesus is saying The reason why I'm suffering all this rejection in my life is because of you Lord It's because of your house It's because you want a body You want a temple
他说主说我为什么要经历这么多的拒绝经历这么羞辱和辱骂都是为了父你的缘故为了在我的身上成就你的国你的身体
What Jesus is basically saying What the Bible teaches us The whole point of Jesus being here as a man Is so that his body can be that temple for God
所以说主在世上成为人的一个目的就让他的身体会成为神的殿
What he's basically saying is that GodThis is all happening to me because you want me to grow up. You want me to become a man. You want this body. Because this body is your house.
他说你要所有的事情发生在我的身上是让我的身体可以成长让我的身体可以成为主你的殿。
Amen. That's the whole point of Jesus.
这就是主要表达的一个重点。
Verse 10.When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that became my reproach.
我哭泣禁食刻苦我心，这倒算为我的羞辱。
Verse 11, I also made sackcloth my garment. I became a byword to them.
我拿麻布当衣裳，就成了他们的笑谈。
Those who sit in the gate speaks against me, and I am the song of the drunkards.
坐在城门口的谈论我 酒徒也以我为歌曲
Isn't that absolutely shocking?
那我们看到这里是不是让人很震惊
That this is how Jesus lived
这是我们的主 他所经历的生活
Not only do people mock him They make a song out of him
他们不光来羞辱他藐视他并且来以他作为谈论的谈资
His own family reject him
他的整个家族都拒绝他
So that's his boyhood
这是他 年幼时所经历的
Amen How many of you been through that If you have been through that kind of life Jesus knows our pain.
所以我们当中有多少人也会有相似的一些经历？如果你有这样的经历，那么知道我们的主明白你的痛苦。
Mary knew it.
玛利亚她自己知道。
That's why for Mary to prepare Jesus for his burial is such heartbreaking.
所以当玛利亚她为主预备那个安葬之日的时候，是如此痛心的一件事情。
Because when I was preparing my mother, I remember all the stories of how my mother suffered as a young adult.Through the war that she went through, through the suffering she went through. When I looked at her hands, when I looked at her feet, it bore so many marks and scars of a very hard, painful life.
所以当我在就好像我如同我跟我母亲最后那几个星期的预备她的时候，当我来想起她在年轻的时候所经历在战争当中所受的苦难，她所受的所有的那些难处的时候，我就很痛苦。
Her hands, her face, her feet, all the life, all is etched on her face. It's etched into her hands. It tells a thousand stories.
所以在她的身体当中，她的手、她的脚、她的脸上所经历的岁月，给她留下的一些伤痕，都已经真的是有很多很多的故事在里面。
That's her testimony.
这是她人生的一个见证。
Hallelujah.If you had a difficult life, you may say, why was I not born in a rich family? When you go to heaven, this is your testimony.
所以当我们还在跟神埋怨说为什么我们不出生在一个有钱人的家中的时候，你知道我们在世上所经历这一切都会在天上会成为我们的见证。
No matter how unfair life is, no matter how you suffered, you gave your life to Jesus and you came to Jesus. That is your testimony.
所以不管你觉得你经历在经历一个多么不公平的人生，多么不好的人生，但是只要我们把人生是交给主的，那么我们这就是我们的见证。
Yonki Cho speaks about a woman who wants to go to church and her father wants to stop her and keep whacking her on the back with his cane.
那么记得在韩国的那个牧师分享说他说有一个姊妹，她真的当去教会，但她的父亲不断的阻挠她，所以用她的那个拐杖不断的鞭打她的背。
And one day when she was caught going to church, her father knocked her on the back of the head so hard it created a scar.
但是当到时间要去教会聚会的时候，她的父亲打她打得严重到在她身后脖子后面留下很深的一个伤痕。
When she went to heaven,
然后后来她去到天堂的时候
and her husband died prematurely, saw her there.
然后她的丈夫先过世的时候在那边见到她。
Her husband was not meant to die, but he prematurely died. He went to heaven, met his wife and came back.
所以她的丈夫当时还没有到离世的时候，但是她提前去到天堂，然后后来在天堂见到她的妻子，然后又回到地上。
When he saw her wife, he saw a diamond in the very place.That her father hit her.
所以他说见到他妻子的时候，在他当时被他父亲鞭打之后所留下的伤痕的那个地方，有一块钻石镶在那边。
That's her testimony.
那个伤痕成为了他的见证。
People say in heaven, why you got a diamond there?
然后可能别人看到你那个身体的钻石，或者为什么会有个钻石在那边。
This is when my father hit me when I went to church.
他说那可能你可以告诉别人，那是当时我要去教会，我的父亲阻挠我，打我所留下的伤痕。
Have you worked hard in your life?
我们在这个世上活的时候是不是在用力的工作呢？
Have life treated you really difficult?
你是不是觉得这个人生很艰难，很不公平呢？
When you go to heaven, your hands, your feet will speak a thousand stories of your testimony on earth.
可能当我们在去到天堂的时候，我们在世上辛勤劳作，我们为主做工所留下的伤痕都会成为我们的见证。
That's why when you see him, he will show you his hands.
所以当我们见到主的时候，他会给我们看他的手。
He'll show you his scars.
他会给你看他身体的鞭伤。
That's his testimony.
这就是主的见证。
Amen. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus was not rich.
耶稣在世上活的时候并不富有。
Amen. The Bible says he was rich and yet he became poor for our sake.
经文中告诉我他是很富有，但是为了我们的缘故他变为贫穷。
Do you remember somebody came to him and say, and some Pharisee said to him, Teacher, do we pay tax to Caesar?
记得当时有法利赛人来到主面前说，哦，教师，我们是不是要给凯撒要纳税呢？
What did Can we go to Mark chapter 12, verse 13 to 16?
我们看马太福音。
马可福音。Did Jesus have a coin?
那个时候耶稣身上是不是带了一个硬币呢？
Hello here. Then they sent to him some of the Pharisees and Herodians to catch him in his words.
马可福音的十二章十三节讲，后来他们打发几个法利赛人和几个西律党的人到耶稣那里，要就着他的话来陷害他。
Verse 14, and when they had come, they said to him, Teacher, we know that you are true and care about no one, and that you do not regard the person of men, but teach the way God in truth. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
十四节，他们来了就对他说：“夫子，我们知道你是诚实的，什么人你都不逊情面，因为你不看人的外貌，乃是诚诚实实传神的道。纳税给该撒，可以不可以呢
？”Verse 15, shall we pay or not pay? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to him, "Why do you let test me? Bring me a denarii that I may see it."
十五节说：“我们该纳不该纳？”耶稣知道他们的假意，就对他们说：“你们为什么试探我？拿一个银钱来给我看。”
Jesus was so poor, he said, "Can you bring me a denarii?" He didn't have one in his pocket.
那个时候看到耶稣，他身上自己都没有带一个铜币，他都要叫他们拿一个银钱来给他。
Verse 16, so they brought it.
所以十六节说他们就拿了来。
Amen. When I say to you, what does it look like in the10-pound note or the 20-pound note, you go, there you go. Right? Jesus could not show you a 20-pound note.
所以就好像我说，我问你说，哦，你问我那个十磅、二十磅的那个钱币是怎么样？你可能会从你钱包里面摸出来，但是主耶稣身上都没有带钱。
Because he didn't have one. 不是被带钱，没有钱。
哦，当时他身上都身无分文。
Amen.That's how poor he was.
就看到耶稣当时他其实很贫穷的。
Even when we are so-called poor, we can still show a bit of money, but Jesus couldn't.
就是好像我们觉得我们自己再穷，但是我们身上还是有点钱。但是当时耶稣那个情况就是身无分文。
And then one day he was criticized that he wasn't paying tax. He said to Peter, "Go to the sea. The first fish that you find, you see a gold coin.Then pay my tax and your tax.
所以当时他们有人来论断，指责他们说他们没有纳税的时候，耶稣呢就叫彼得去捕鱼，捕的第一条鱼的口中拿出一个银币，然后用那个银币来纳他们的税。
Jesus could not even afford to pay his own tax.
耶稣穷到那种地步，他自己都没有钱才可以去纳税。
The good news is God provided.
但是好消息是父神自己供应了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus lived a life to show us he lived by the word of God.
主耶稣他活的过活的生命是靠神的话语而活的。
When he needed to ride a donkey into Jerusalem, did he have a donkey or did he borrow one?
当主耶稣要骑的毛驴进城耶路撒冷的时候，他是自己有个毛驴呢，还是要借一个毛驴呢？
And when he died, he didn't even have his own tomb.
当耶稣他死的时候，他埋葬的坟墓都不是他属于他自己的。
He had nothing.
他一无所有。
And when he died, he had nothing.
当他被钉死在十字架上的时候，他也是衣不遮体。
Not even underwear.
甚至连内衣都没有。
Jesus died with nothing.
他是真的是赤身露体的死去。
Amen. Jesus did not even have a home.
他自己居然没有一个家。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 20 to 22.
马太福音第八章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 20 to 22. Jesus said to them, Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
Ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus went into ministry, he became homeless.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到耶稣基督他开始他的地上的施工的时候，他就成了流浪的人了。
You lot got places to sleep. Do you know he and his disciples, right? They slept in the garden, they slept in the wilderness, they slept everywhere.
所以就看当时耶稣带着他的门徒是去到哪里就住到哪里，住在花园当中、旷野当中，真的是 居无定处。
And yet he never lacked.
但是我们知道主他一样都不缺乏。
Amen. Jesus could not find a place to lay his head. The Bible says.
耶稣说，人子没有连枕头的地方都没有。
And to finish, the word lay is the Greek word for klino. Klino. K-L-I-N-O.
Which
one? Lay.
Lay. 哦，这里啊，当我们看到英文这个字讲说他枕头的那个字，枕他的头，靠着他的头。
Do you know this verse tells us why Jesus has no place to stay?
为什么这里会说人子连枕头的地方都没有呢？
Because he wants to stay in us.
是因为他住在我们的里面。
We are his house.
我们就是他的殿。
Hallelujah. Jesus could not find a place to sleep when he was on the earth, but he found a place to sleep in our hearts.
当主耶稣在世的时候，他说他居无定处，他没有枕头的地方。但是，当我们现在知道主是住在我们的里面，我们成为他的殿。
Let me show you, John 19, verse 30.
约翰福音的十九章三十节。
Jesus was hanging on the cross.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架时
，And then he cried out.
然后主大声呼叫。
He said, "It's finished."
他说成了。
He bowed his head.
然后就低下头。
So verse 30 here, chapter 19. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
The word bow is klino.
所以这里讲说他低头，跟刚刚我们看到那个他靠住那个字，那个是一样的一个字，同一个字。
And if you check that word, it is not.Bowing in defeat, bowing in tiredness, is bowing in rest, in victory.
所以他这里说他那个他低下那个头，并不是说啊他累了或者被挫败了啊缺乏的时候他那种低下头，而是说一个在安息的时候。
Do you know what's so fantastic about this? On the cross, when he bowed his head, he said, "It's finished. I've done it."
所以当主耶稣在十字架上说他低下头说成了的时候，
He brought salvation to us.
他说成就的一切，他把救恩带到人类。
And here is now where he lay his head.
让我们的心里现在就是耶稣所住进驻的一个地方。
You see, Jesus became poor so that we can be rich.
耶稣成为贫穷以致让我们可以成为富有。
He was naked so that we are clothed.
耶稣他赐身露体以致让我们可以得包裹。
He was hungry so that we can be filled.
耶稣基督他饥饿的，但是我们得饱足。
He was punished so that we can be free from that punishment.
耶稣他受到刑罚，以致让我们免受刑罚。
He became homeless so that he can make his home in us.
耶稣他在世居毫无定处，但是你是让我们他可以住在我们的里面。
He suffered everything from childhood all the way to his 33 when he was crucified, all for us.
主耶稣他从年时从儿时一直到他成年之后一直受到羞辱，这一切都是为了我们。
Why did he do that?
为什么主要做这一切呢？
Why did he do that?
为什么主要做这一切呢？
Why couldn't Jesus say on the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "Father, I will do your will, but can we skip the crucifixion bit?"
没想象主在克西马尼园他对父的祷告，他说主啊我会做这一切，但是你可不可以可能就跳过被钉十字架这一段呢？
That's how we serve God.
这很多时候就是我们来服侍主的一个心态。
God, I'd like to do this for you, but I don't want to do that for you.
说就是好像有选择性的，主我可以做这个部分，但是我可不可以不要做那个部分。
Like I said to God, God send me to as a missionary, but I want to live in 5-star hotels.
就好像我们在对主说，主啊，我可以做宣教师，但是可以安排我住五星级酒店吗？
We choose.
我们有选择性。
We have conditions.
我们有条件的。
But that's not obedience.
但这并不是真正的顺服。
But with Jesus, he obeyed whatever God wants him to have.
主就是他的顺服是做完全做父要他做的事。
And it didn't bother him.
但这一切都还不会让他觉得很难接
受。Because the most outstanding characteristic about Jesus is his obedience to God.
主耶稣他生命中最突出的一个特质就是他对父神的一个顺服。
That's why obedience is better than sacrifice.
所以为什么在经文当中说顺服胜过献祭？
Obedience is greater than wisdom.
我们的顺服胜过我们的智慧。
That's why it is not true that wisdom is something that is the greatest. No, what's the greatest is obedience.
所以我们当我们说智慧胜过一切，其实并不是真的，而是顺服是胜过真理的。
So we finish in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8.
我们再看腓立比书第二章。
Remember, brothers and sisters, it is not when you pray, not only do you pray for wisdom, but pray for obedience. God, that I will obey you.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们不光是跟神求智慧，而是求神赐给我们他的顺服，来顺服。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 8.
腓立比书第二章第八节。
And being found in appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So when Mary anointed the feet of Jesus,
所以当玛利亚用那个香膏来抹耶稣的脚的时候，
Judas criticized.
犹大来责备他。
What do we want to be?
我们想成为什么样的人呢？
Let's learn from Mary.
让我们来学习玛利亚所做的。
Whenever you pray to Jesus,
每当我们跟神祷告的时候，
Whenever you think about him.
每当我们来思想主的时候，
Ask the Holy Spirit,
来我们跟圣灵祷告，
to show you why Jesus is so precious.
为什么耶稣基督如此的珍贵？
We need to arrive at the place where we cry like the way Mary cried.
我们真的需要来到一个地步，我们好像玛利亚这样子，再俯伏在主的面前，
where Jesus becomes so precious.
当主对你来说是如此的宝贵，
that we want to spend time with him.
你是让你真的愿意花时间来与他亲近。
Amen. Please do not ignore Jesus.
请大家真的不要忽略主在你生命当中。
Don't come to him only because you want something.
并不是当我们有需求的时候才来到主的面前。
You want to come to him because you want to know him.
你要来到他面前是因为你想认识他。
Tonight, before you go to bed, imagine Jesus sitting on the sofa opposite you.
今天晚上当我们回到家中的时候，夜晚的时候，想象主就坐在你的面前，坐在沙发上面，
As your guest, 在
你的桌前。
You say to Jesus, Jesus, I can't see you, but you're welcome. Every time when I sit here, I'm imagining you're sitting there.
虽然你说主，我们肉眼看不到你，但是我们欢迎你。每次我坐这边的时候，我知道你坐在我身旁。
And every day this time, I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to welcome you sitting there.
就每天这个时候，我坐在这里的时候，我都会欢迎你来到这里与我同坐。
You do that.
今天晚上回家就这样做。
And then you say, "How are you, Jesus?"
然后你对主说：“主，你好吗
？”What are you thinking about?
主，你在想什么呢
？Everybody would say you're gone mad.
然后可能会说：“哇，你是不是疯了
？”But you do that.
但是你尝试一下这样做。
Until it becomes real.
直到好像这个变成一个。真实的感觉。
I read a story of a man who did exactly that for a whole year.
我读一本书，关于有一个人，他站坐整整一年。
Every day, 1 o'clock in the morning, before he goes to bed, he does that.
每天晚上凌晨一点钟，他睡觉之前，他就这样做。
And first, when he started, he felt really stupid about it.
当他刚开始这样做的时候，他觉得好像自己很傻这样做。
But as it became a habit.
但是他渐渐变成一种习惯这样做。
It became something he looked forward to.
变成了他每天都很期盼的一件事情。
And he did that for one whole year.
他这样做整整一年。
Until one day.
直到有一天。
He sat down at 1 o'clock.
然后他坐在那边，准时一点钟坐在那边。
And suddenly he heard somebody opening the door, walking in.
然后他突然听到有人开门的声音，然后走路进来的声音。
And then opened his door.
然后打开他的房门。
And sat down opposite him was Jesus in the flesh.
然后就是主以肉身的形式出现在他面前，坐在他的面前。
He said, "I thought I'd show up because you've been faithful. From now on, when you do this, I'm going to be sitting there physically, sit there, and I'm going to talk to you."
然后主说：“我看到了你的信实， 所以我真的是想让你肉眼的看到我。所以每次你坐在这边的时候
，People will may say, "What a waste of time! Why are you praying to him? Why do you want to get to know him?" But for God, He knows that you're doing it for Him.
所以很多人说你为什么浪费你这个时间来花时间认识神，花时间来跟他祷告？但是我们知道这样做是很重要的。
And I tell you, God in different ways will let you know that He heard you, that He appreciates you spending time with Him.
我相信神会用不同的方式来告诉你，他听到了你的祷告，
Amen.
他很享受与你的一个同在。
Hallelujah, let's pray.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ,
亲爱的主耶稣
，Not only do we see you as Lord and Savior,
主，你不光是我们的主，是我们的救主
，But we really appreciate what you have done for us.
主，我们真的感激你为我们所做的一切。
The life that you had to live.
你在世上所过活的一切
，What you had to go through，
你所经历的一切
，God， no matter what we go through，
主，不管我们现在生命中经历什么
，We realize that our Savior had went through a very difficult life。
我们知道我的救主，你在世的时候也经历了一个非常非常艰难的人生。
And I thank you，
主，我谢谢你。
Hallelujah， I thank you，
我谢谢你，主。站立起来。
us.
神是好的神。
God is good to us.
神对我们很好。
If you feel that God is not good to you,
如果你今天你觉得神真的对你不好，
This is a lie of the enemy.
这是从仇敌来的谎言。
Don't believe.
不要相信这样的话语。
God is good to you.
神对你很好。
God will restore what the enemy has stolen from you.
仇敌所偷取的，神要为你恢复。
He will heal what the enemy has broken.
仇敌所破坏的，主要来亲自的医治。
God is good to you.
神对你好。
God is good to you.
神会向你施慈爱。
God is good to you.
神会对你好。
God is good to you.
神会对你好。
His heart is for you.
神的心是向着你的。
His heart is for you is unfathomable. You will not be able to even comprehend how much He is for you.
可能你的心都无法来理解神对你的爱是多么的深厚。
God sees you at the end.
我们生命的最后，神都已经看见了。
You are only seeing your own situation now.
可能我们只是看到我们眼前的一个光景。
But God has seen everything that's happening in your future.
神知道你将来要发生的一切的事。
And He is good to you.
神会好好的待你。
You will have a good ending.
你会有一个好的结束。
He will heal your heart.
神会来医治你的心。
He will restore you.
神会亲自来复原你。
He will restore you.
神会亲自来复原你。
Things have been so unfair to your life.
可能你觉得你的人生如此的不公平。
God will restore what the enemy has taken.
神会亲自来修复仇敌所夺去的。
You will have a good ending.
你会有一个好的结束。
He is kind to you.
神是良善的神。
He is good to you.
神是对你好的神。
Jesus is for you.
耶稣是为你的。
He knows everything about you.
他知道你的一切。
God is good to you.
神是对你好的神。
God is faithful to you.
神是对你信实的神。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你主。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你主。
I want everyone lift up your hands and thank Jesus.
让每个人举起我们的手来感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
We thank you.
谢谢你主。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
You are good to me.
谢谢主，你对我很好。
You are good to me.
谢谢主，你这样的恩待我。
You are good to me.
谢谢主，你恩待我。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，主耶稣。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
I just pray, Father, everyone this week will experience something amazing.
主祷告，在这周当中，我们每个人都经历一些奇妙的事。
That we will be touched by your amazing love for us.
让我们每个人被你奇妙的爱所触摸。
That every single one of us will hear from your heart.
让我们每个人都听到父你的心声。
That we all be encouraged by how you think about us.
让我们每个人被你所对我们的一个看见来被受到鼓励。
We thank you, Jesus.
我们谢谢你主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Everyone be seated. If you want to come forward for prayer, come forward to prayer. Thank you.
好。